Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining me now is Eli Piepsch, who is the Director of International Affairs for the Israel Defense and Security Forum. He brings a sharp understanding of the complex intersection between military necessity and international perception, particularly in the context of the humanitarian zones in conflict areas. And it's just been quite interesting hearing the thoughts and the impassioned words from our last guest talking about Dr. Amit Mor, talking about the desperate need to balance these things and end this war. As global headlines highlight Israel's strikes and the outrage in the world is growing, we try and figure this out. There's humanitarian zones, there's military infrastructure, there is the need to protect the population, and of course there is the very, very real threat to the people of Gaza in the hands of Hamas, who need to do everything possible to try and stop this. A very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. It seems to be in many of our discussions with various parties almost an impossible balance to achieve. Protecting the civilians, providing humanitarian aid, but still trying to fight a war that is happening within Gaza. How is this ever balanced?
First of all, thank you for having me on. This is an incredible challenge. Israel is, and as you mentioned, all of the international headlines about the fate and the status of the humanitarian aid that Israel is trying to facilitate for the civilian population, which some of them are still holding our hostages. Very, very complicated, and as you can imagine, quite difficult for Israel to do this and risking its own soldiers' lives in order to provide humanitarian aid to Gaza civilians. And at the same time, Israel is being criticized very heavily. I just actually, in advance of this of our discussion, I did a quick Google search just on humanitarian aid in Gaza. And all it is attacks, accusations that Israel is doing something wrong. It's just one after the other after the other. And you begin to understand that before the war, there was an understanding, or now there is a greater understanding, that the Palestinian people are being pawns, are being used by activists around the world as a way to harm Israel, and they really don't care about the Palestinian people. They're willing to use them in almost any way possible. And the same thing now with this humanitarian aid. There is an organization, the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, that is providing successfully, safely, humanitarian aid into Gaza at a very high level. Just yesterday, more than 2 million meals were delivered. Over 87 million meals, individual meals, have been delivered over the last few weeks. They are having tremendous success outside of the control of Hamas. So why, while this is happening, do you have all these accusations against Israel? It's just put under the microscope. And just to say, at the same time, there literally are massacres going on in Israel's northern border. The Druze are being massacred in horrific ways, and you're seeing videos, and there's barely a peep internationally about that. But there is concern about how Israel is harming international aid, while actually that's not happening at all. Israel is actually facilitating the international aid, and it's going to tremendous effort to do so. Why is this happening? It's because Israel is getting at the core of an unholy alliance between international aid agencies, not just in Israel, not just in Gaza, but around the world. They work with bad guys around the world, and that's what's being exposed. Is that a few months ago, UNIFIL, the UN agency that was supposed to protect a war between Israel and Hezbollah, was exposed for actually facilitating Hezbollah, helping Hezbollah. Now they've basically been disbanded. UNRWA, which is the UN agency that's supposed to be responsible for the welfare of Palestinians in Gaza and in Judea and Samaria, are being exposed right now of not helping, but actually prolonging and trying to keep the conflict going. There is an agency, the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which is providing aid successfully outside of the control of Hamas, and that UNRWA is petrified that there will be a successful way of providing aid to the people that excludes Hamas, and that will eventually lead to the disbandment of Hamas once they don't have the control of the people. That's what this is really about. It's not about aid. Right. It's about Hamas.
And it seems to be about a media war. Would it help if Israel was more open with the international press and allowing them into Gaza?
Yeah, so it's unfortunate because the international press is consistently taking the word of the Hamas propaganda as accurate. And as long as they continue doing that, Israel has no desire to try to facilitate, and all that it's going to do is going to make things much more difficult for Israel. So no, I don't think that is the answer. The international community needs to understand that they are continuing. There's no reason why Israel would be killing Gazan civilians trying to access humanitarian aid.
Well, it makes no sense.
We are providing for them.
But nobody asks those questions, and that's the concern. Is there is this, you know, it's. I found myself on over the weekend not even going on to X because it's become silly. Every second tweet, well, certainly in mine, is 67 people killed, 33 people killed, starving. And you have no idea what is real, what is not. What is imagined? It's really become I keep using this word, a tsunami of this type of imagery, and impossible to know what is real.
I can definitely understand that, and I think that whether you're there or not, we've seen consistently that when Israel has given free rein, the media has again consistently ignored what actually is happening, and they are presenting their narrative. Whether they're in Israel or not, they will continue to present the same narrative. Those who have an interest, anybody who at this day and age still considers the Gaza Ministry of Health as a credible source, is not an entity that's going to come here, is going to try to get interviews with Gazan officials. They're going to parrot their own talking points, because once they're there, there actually is a concern that Gazan officials will kill them. And that's always been the problem. When there are people who go against the Hamas leadership, anybody who goes against that can be threatened, can be harmed, and therefore probably is better for Israel not to put them, not to endanger these journalists, frankly.
Right.
But also the narrative isn't going to be any different.
Right. And that's the issue, is a trust issue. Eli, we do need to leave it there. That was Eli Piepsch, Director of International Affairs for Israel Defense and Security Forum. And just like that, it's time for me to love and to leave you. Some very intense conversations today, some very, very good ones as well. Please join us tomorrow morning where we continue, and I'll be there 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Don't be late.
Ever wondered what goes into Bob Ashar's delicious salad dressing? Well, that's a secret. But what's not is what's left out.